The US Federal Reserve has decided to raise interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade. The cost of borrowing in the states has increased by a quarter of a percentage point. The move is being seen as a vote of confidence in the long-suffering US economy, where rates, of course, have been near zero since 2008. Loose asbestos is emerging as a health danger after 25 homes lost their roofs in a huge storm in New South Wales yesterday. Authorities say they're amazed no one was seriously injured when a tornado tore along the southern coast with wind gusts of up to 213 kilometres per hour. And more than 20 people have been admitted to hospital in South Australia because of heat-related conditions, and there are fears more will follow as a hot spell there continues. The low-intensity heatwave is moving into Victoria and New South Wales before spreading to Tasmania and the ACT, with dangerous fire conditions likely on Saturday. John Nann from the Weather Bureau in South Australia says the unprecedented heat could be dangerous for elderly people.
We've never had a sequence of four 40-degree days in December before, so it is an unusual event.
And new figures show the adoption rate in Australia has fallen to a record low. More than 43,000 children are in foster care, but a report by the Institute of Health and Welfare shows just 292 children were actually adopted last financial year.